to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Wow. We are live. Tuesday night, March 10th, 2020. Episode 631 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves. of Rand Entertainment Media, RandyMRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. Hello, one and all. Welcome. Oh, man. I just realized that I didn't post on any of the social media things that we were live. Let me take care of that real quick before I introduce everybody. Because that's important. I can't believe I didn't do that. All right, hold on here. Hold on. We're getting there, folks. We're getting there. Be patient, damn it. All right. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We're also being joined by the Silver One.
Rudy.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's another Tuesday night. I don't like this cough.
Another election night.
I don't like that damn cough either.
I know, man.
Now
you can get my mask.
Bonnie, at work, I blame you.
Got new Rochelle up there under
I know, right?
Evaluation.
Under quarantine, the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is ridiculous what's going on here.
This is what happens when you have the wrong people in charge of the country. You dig?
Well, this could not have come at a better time. Today I got my release to, you know, work from home when need be.
So, and let me guess, when that need be?
I can't just not go to work and opt to work at home. I have to go to work. But yeah. Yep. So...
They say the senior citizen crowd should avoid like crowded places. So,
well,
my mind immediately went to one person on our network.
Well,
so if that means you got to stay your ass in the house,
yeah, DoorDash your food and everything.
That's right.
Get everything delivered from here on out.
Better just invite germs into the home.
No, you just tell them leave it at the door.
That's right.
Yeah. But they're still cooking the food. I don't know who's cooking the food.
You can ask, have your groceries door dashed.
Yeah, I don't know who's picking up my groceries now.
You don't know who's putting your groceries on the shelf.
Nope.
We don't know who's putting them, quote unquote.
Some minimum wage person is wiping the snot off their nose.
Minimum wage.
Oh, man.
Wishing they was home getting high.
So
somebody died in Jersey from the coronavirus today, so.
And we've become lazy and now call it COVID-19. Because
yeah,
I guess coronavirus is a little too complicated. That, and I'm sure right. There was a lot of petitioning from the Corona company that said, listen, can you please call it this instead?
Killing all bill still right now.
So I want to know. Is there 18 other versions of it?
Who knows?
It's like that movie Outbreak. This all started with a bat.
Nah, I don't.
Yes, it does.
What was the movie that started with a monkey?
Outbreak.
Was it Outbreak?
Yep.
All right, well. Oh, boy.
So it's a rumor that people are eating live bats.
Something like that. The virus comes from the bat.
I think it's chemical warfare.
Somebody declared chemical warfare on China first, then they spread us.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with that kind of stuff, you can't keep it within a border.
Well, when you got people that's telling you it's just like the regular flu, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, the scientists are so surprised he knows so much.
when this thing broke out way in China, we supposed to have been on top of it.
Yeah, but he don't give a... He has no empathy.
Well,
he's not sitting there thinking, I got to save lives. All he's thinking is, this is going to ruin my presidency.
Who knows if he's going to survive it? Because CNN had an article that two people that he's had cohorts have been quarantined.
And he walking his ass around like
that flew on Air Force One with him.
And he walking around like everything cope steady. He dropped somewhere, then he'll realize.
Well, you never really hear. I mean, this is just something that we're, you know. It, not in his defense, but you really never hear of when a president is sick, except for that one time that George Bush threw up on the Japanese prime minister. It happened on live television.
No.
But you never really hear that the president is battling the flu this week, and you never hear that.
No, that's not true. I mean, I've heard reports when presidents are sick.
See, there you go. Hey, you know, stuff has been around a long time.
All right, well.
Like Reagan, you know. The Reagan caught the cold. It was news.
When who caught the cold?
Reagan.
When Reagan caught a cold, it was news?
Yeah.
Well, Reagan was antique in those days.
He was getting dementia at the end of his term.
Well, my whole thing is, if the flu starts out on your street three houses down, and your neighbor come down and say, you know, we get dealing with the flu down here, and then I go, well, ain't got nothing to do with me.
Close and slam the door in their face.
Exactly. I ain't gonna get it. Meanwhile, he just touched my damn doorknob and breathed in my face. I mean, come on, people. People, this thing is spread like wildfire.
Yeah, just slam the door, you know?
We got a presidential debate coming up. Democratic debate this weekend ain't going to be in the empty arena. Like a TNA empty arena dance.
Hey, they're gonna do Wheel of Fortune in an empty studio.
The wow. NCAA finals, the NCAA tournament.
They're gonna have questions from people in the audience, but they can just easily get questions from people, write it down, and then
have them call in like the rent.
Or call in, or you just for some reason. Questions from Milton C.
Hold on, this question is for Joe Biden. This is Tom from Manassas, Virginia. And he has a question on speakerphone.
Vice President Biden, what would you think of it?
What was that, Wolf? Could you repeat the question for me? Tom, could you repeat the question?
Sure, Wolf.
Okay.
And did you see that video clip of Uncle Joe telling somebody they're full of shit?
That's what I love about him. He's a man's man.
He don't take no malarkey.
You know?
He don't take no crap. And then he told a woman to shut up. Hey, hey, hey.
One of his people.
Yeah, he's like, hey, no, I got this. Now, you full of shit.
Bernie Sanders, we now go to you. We have an email from a James Harvey in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He writes, you know, and it would be a random question probably, and...
Joe gonna tell Trump to shut the hell up if you win on the debate stage. Why don't you just shut the hell up? Ooh, that's what I'm waiting on.
It could be worse. It could have like Trump walking behind the person as they answer the question.
If he tried to do that to Biden, tell him, man.
I mean, he's going to turn around and tell Donald.
Dick, you might.
To shut the fuck up.
Hillary should have just turned around and said, back it up.
Well, he gonna deck him. I've been wanting to hit. I've been wanting to knock you out for 4 years. Oh my God! Too long, geriatrics are fighting on the debate stage.
Maybe that's how we should decide the presidency. Just have those two in a ring.
In a no holds barred street fight.
The following contest is a presidential debate scheduled for one fall.
That's how Vince McMahon and Ric Flair decided to. Who was in control of WWE?
Mm-hmm. It'll be by knockout or submission.
Introducing first the... Oh, no, wait. It would be the challenger, and then his opponent.
Money. That damn <spoiler. laughs>
From New York City, he is the current president of the United States.
Brady.
Defending, undisputed President of the United States of America and WWE Hall of Famer, Donald Trump. And he would come out with pyro and everything.
Led to the ring by, accompanied by Melania. Coming into the ring. By a woman, I mean Melania. She come out there just like Nancy back in 1991.
Money, 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 money. Oh, money. Money, 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 money.
On pay-per-view, they don't have the debate. The match on pay-per-view. Following contest.
Oh, there we go. There's the pyro. I was waiting for it.
Maybe we could have a
There's Donald's pyro.
Make Bernie the special guest referee.
Put Pence in there.
You make Bernie the special guest referee.
Yeah, he's trying to win too.
Man, not the way he getting smoked tonight, he ain't. He might as well fold up. He's going to be playing that Whitney Houston song tonight for Bernie. Didn't we almost have it all? That's what happened when you don't go to Mississippi and give a speech. It is. Remember when you didn't go to Mississippi and give that speech?
Remember when we held on in the rain?
We have a highlight video of Bernie.
Yeah.
Remember when you tried to primary Obama? You thought people would forget that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sing it, Bernie. Sorry, Bernie. You almost had it all. You never know you could have been president again. Because once you know what Bernie did... Never let it go. And next week is Florida's primary, so you know you're going to get smoked on that one.
They could play this too. The exact version now, you know.
Is that Slater and Zach and Kelly song?
Yep.
I had to come and get it straight. Get it straight from you.
They said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away.
Somebody took your voice away.
Look upon your face. I see it's true.
But yeah.
So tell me about the plans you're making.
No, but of course, it's not complete unless that video package, you know, of Bernie's special moments to that song. Start with.
Make it good. One, two, three.
Okay.
Slater counting them down.
Oh, man.
He said you would leave me. Someone swept your heart away.
That is too funny, yo.
And then at the end, Bernie and Joe are hugging, and then this is said.
Can we still be friends?
Forever.
Now that's a breakup right there, boy. One of the most saddest breakups in television history.
If not the.
If not the. You're right.
Oh, man. So.
My eyes still get watery every time I watch that episode.
Of course.
How could that damn not? Jeff.
Damn Kelly. I don't blame Jeff too much.
Why? Because Jeff was just being a man, huh?
That and he was just, you know.
He was
manipulating, you know.
You drive me crazy.
Anyways, so let's now locally in Broward.
Uh-oh.
Here in my county, it started. Let me see here. Do we have a little bit of? Is this going to queue up? Yeah. Well, here we go.
Now for a state of emergency in Broward County, coronavirus cases on the rise.
Issuing a declaration for state of emergency. Why is that important to us? It opens up resources from the state.
The announcement coming after a major meeting.
The great health insurance companies, and I think tremendous progress is being made.
As the sick are urged to stay home and the healthy stock up. But disinfectants are disappearing fast. Extensive Team 7 coverage of the coronavirus crisis begins now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and a reminder at the bottom of your screen there, we're going to continue to give you up-to-the-minute information regarding the coronavirus throughout our newscast.
Yes, we are. Here today, four people in Broward County have received that unwanted diagnosis, and there is now a state of emergency in the South Florida County. Simmons' Brandon Beyer begins our Team 7 coverage from Port Everglades this afternoon. Brandon.
Well, Jeff Lynn, Port Everglades, one of the largest ports in the entire world. And now with a fourth case here in Broward County, three believed to have originated here. The health department is asking anyone who has traveled through who might be showing symptoms to call their doctor.
After two crew members test negative for coronavirus, Caribbean Princess is headed to Port Everglades, scheduled to arrive sometime Wednesday. Meanwhile, a fourth person in Broward County now confirmed to have coronavirus. The 69-year-old woman, the third patient connected to Port Everglades, and more specifically, a company called Metro Cruise Services, used by cruise lines to assist guests. A spokesperson for the port says Princess Cruises is the only company who used Metro Cruises in Port Everglades, and that Princess is now using a different contractor. A job posting online says Metro Cruise Services is the ground handler that works with Princess Cruises in Port Everglades to create a smooth turnaround process for all cruise guests. For a second day, Regal Princess sits at Terminal 2 in Fort Lauderdale. After two crew members tested negative for the virus, the ship docked Sunday night. Employees have been coming and going ever since.
They are doing extra cleaning.
That's basically what's going on here.
I couldn't imagine the episode of the Love Boat having a virus.
Oh, come on. Ted what? Lang? Nothing will do it take out Ted Lang.
What was his name on the show?
He was the bartender.
I can't think of his name.
Isaac.
There it is.
There you go.
I mean, Captain Superman.
Go ahead, server.
Captain Lou been trying to keep everybody in check, and you know that doctor, he don't know what he's doing. He's drunk half the time. He be clueless.
Love, exciting and brand new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
And love. That's what they should have played with that. Life's with that boat dock.
Let it flow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It floats back to you.
What a goofy show. But I'm sure Surfer watched all 9 seasons.
Damn, they were stuck on that boat for 9 seasons?
I think so, if not more.
Didn't they have a show called The New Love Boat, too?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
The reboot, it aired on UPN. 9 seasons.
The cruise that never ends.
Has been celebrities for one more time. Love Boat was the place to watch.
Coming ashore.
Charo show up all the time.
What you got against Charo?
I don't got nothing against him.
Coochie, coochie, coochie. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
We're living some interesting times, folks.
That's right.
And yes, Bernie Capel is still alive.
That's why this country's in the shape it's in.
Oh, man. Let's see here.
I'm just baffled right now. That Love Boat got 9 seasons.
Yep. 248 episodes.
That was standard. You get 7 to 9 seasons, you know?
Not for a crappy show like Love Boat.
It wasn't a high rating,
though. You called it crappy.
Listen, you're looking back at it and say, damn, it's crappy. That had high ratings when it was
two seasons.
What night did the love? What night did the Love Boat come on, sir?
It was Friday night or Saturday night.
So people would actually stay at home on a Friday night and watch a show about a boat.
I think it was more of the kids watching it than the adults.
So kids. So Love Boat was a kids show.
No, it wasn't a kid's show. But when you're a kid, it's not like you're going out partying on Saturday night.
Saturday night, you stayed home in those days, Surfer, and you watched TV shows like All the Family and stuff that were on Saturday night.
Because Sunday night was for the wonderful world of Disney.
Because, you know, Saturday, that was Bob Newhart.
Saturday night, Love Boat was on Saturday nights. I just looked it up.
Carol Burnett.
I believe, let me see if we can pull up the CBS Saturday night lineup from 1970.
Not the Saturday night lineup.
Bob Newhart was one of them. I think the Odd Couple was one.
Lordy, Lordy,
here we
Lordy.
Go. The United States Network television schedule for 1977.
All they had was TV Guide to tell you what was coming on next.
All right, Saturday night on CBS. Okay, was,
you know how horrible that would be, just to only have a guidebook to tell you what the hell's coming on.
It's not like you had a lot of channels to look through, though. I mean, you only had like 8 or 9 channels. So a TV guide was no big deal.
Saturday nights, 1977. On ABC, in the fall, it was Fish. And then in the winter, it was What's Happening. During the entire TV season, it was the Bob Newhart Show. This is all at 8 o'clock, by the way. And for a full hour on NBC was The Bionic Woman. Yep. That followed, by the way...
made the old woman, right?
That's right. And then NBC Saturday Night at the Movies followed at 9 o'clock. But at 8:30 on ABC was Operation Petticoat. Then on CBS, in the fall it was We've Got Each Other. In the winter it was The Tony Randall Show. And then in the spring was The Ted Knight Show.
Nine o'clock
in the fall was Starsky and Hutch.
What channel? ABC?
On ABC, and then in the winter it was The Love Boat. On CBS at 9 o'clock was The Jeffersons. That's right. And then at 9:30 on CBS in the fall, it was The Tony Randall Show. Maude at... Tony Randall.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know Tony Randall, yeah.
Maude was in the winter.
We knew you would.
And Another Day was on in the spring. And then at 10 o'clock in the fall, it was The Love Boat. In the winter, it was Fantasy Island.
The plane, boss. The plane.
On CBS in the winter, or in the fall, it was The Carol Burnett Show. And then rounding off the year with the winter and spring was Kojak.
Kojak. Surfer favorite show.
I wasn't a big Kojak fan.
So what was Surfer's favorite night of the week to watch TV?
Probably Saturday night. Watch some Carol Burnett. she's the queen.
Let me see the schedule for 76.
Carol Burnett.
You know how many people are influenced by her that's out here today?
In 1976, the winter summer schedule on CBS was at 8 o'clock, Mary Tyler Moore, 8:30, The Bob Newhart Show, 9, All in the Family, 9:30, Alice, and then it was either The Carol Burnett Show or Switch. So,
yeah, I remember Switch.
Oh, boy. Woo! What was that?
That was the wife. She must be forgetting that she's on the radio and can be heard.
Okay. Oh, and then in the fall of 1975, okay, on ABC, it was Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. It was the precursor to the Saturday Night Live that we know.
Oh.
What do you mean Saturday Night Live we know?
Well, because this was a sketch. This was a sketch comedy variety show starring Howard Cosell.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, you're talking about the Saturday Night Live come on NBC.
Yeah, but this one was on ABC, though. This ran from September 75 to January 76. It's a very short run.
Well, didn't the NBC Saturday Night Live start in 76?
Started in 75, October 75, but was simply called Saturday Night.
Saturday Night.
I can't imagine wanting to watch a comedy show with Howard Cosell.
This is Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself for...
I can't say I remember that show.
What a shock.
An hour of great laughs.
All right. So, yes.
Wait, no Sonny and Cher?
But that's probably somewhere else on the TV schedule. I mean, I don't know what day of the week they were on. Sonny and Cher was on. Let's see here if I can find it.
No, I got you.
What year? What year were they on though?
I just remember 70. I know Donnie Marie, that was on Friday.
Donnie and Marie was on Fridays on ABC. Right. This by this schedule, it was 1977. So, let's see. On Fridays, you had Donnie and Marie, The New Adventures of Wonder Woman, and on NBC, it was a hodgepodge of shows: Sanford Arms, CPO Sharky, Quark, Chico and the Man.
Chico and the Man.
That was a very short-lived show, Quark. It was trying to get on the whole Star Trek, Star Wars thing, and it was a show about this garbage truck in space.
Notice how he knows something about a show that only ran for 8 episodes.
I love it.
All right. Let's see here. Well, Chips was on Thursday nights, it looks like.
Yeah. That wasn't my show. What about the Brady Bunch of Variety Hour?
Hold on, let me see if I can scan through this because
did he say the Brady Bunch?
I'm sure there was something there. I'm sure you watched on Sunday nights the Hardy Boy Nancy Drew Mysteries on ABC.
Yeah.
If I was a bad man, I would say he would.
And just to give you how far things have come, in 1977, The Wonderful World of Disney aired on Sundays on NBC. 7 p.m. on NBC.
I said that.
I'm looking at the schedule right now. NBC, 1977. Wonderful World of Disney, 1976. NBC. The Brady Bunch Variety Hour aired in the spring of 1976 on Monday nights. Sonny and Cher aired at 10 o'clock on Mondays.
They even trying to have, like the kids could sing, the mom could sing. They was trying to make the father sing too.
Here we go. Tuesdays, 1976, the Tony Orlando and Don Rainbow Hour.
Who the hell is that?
I have no idea who Don Rainbow is.
Don, you know who was in Don? The aunt on the Urkel show. What's the name of it?
The Urkel show.
The show the Urkel was on. Yeah, I'm blanking on it.
Family Matters.
The aunt. She was part of Don.
Thelma Hopkins.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. That's what I'm reading here. Thelma Hopkins.
Orlando.
When we gonna get a Family Matters reboot, Double A?
I don't know, man. Barnaby.
I mean,
Barnaby Jones.
If Roseanne, if the Connors can get a reboot, we can get a.
I don't know if they got a reboot. They got more of a revival.
A revival, okay.
Usually shows are rebooted when somebody watches the show as a kid. Then when they get older and they're in the business, they want to bring back the shows they watch. So you don't have anybody these days that grew up watching shows in the 70s and early 80s to bring them back. Because everybody's from, like, right now, grew up in the 90s that's putting out these shows.
I just want to know why. Why come we can't get no reboot of Family Matters? This is ridiculous. And another thing that's grinding my gears, why the hell is Double A riding around town and on the internet and on his phone promoting nasty Wendy's breakfast? Don't nobody want
I didn't promote
damn when, burger.
What if I promoted Wendy's
you said breakfast? You said, let me go back to the text message.
I texted and I said, I'm curious. Oh, the conversation I had with Lee?
Yes, you said Wendy's been serving breakfast and it is quite good. What the hell?
Listen, I have been having
Jordan Washington dude.
I have been having Wendy's breakfast for like 15 years.
What the hell does Wendy's breakfast consist of, my ass?
Okay, the same shit that it consists at a McDonald's or Burger King breakfast.
Bulls.
A sausage biscuit.
They putting eggs on burgers.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
On the commercial, they are.
They are not. It is a breakfast baconator. It is an egg on a square sausage with bacon.
Wait a minute. So it is sausage?
It is sausage.
Nasty song.
They supposedly have honey chicken biscuits, where it's a piece of chicken with honey, and the biscuits supposedly are very good. A lot of people are saying good things about the breakfast.
Oh, my God. Where does Burger King, Wendy's get off selling breakfast?
They've been, like I said, 15 years, okay? 15 years.
Where did they get their sausage? I need to find out. Is it Jimmy Dean?
Maybe. Could be Paula Deen, for all you know.
Get the hell out of here, Wendy's, selling breakfast.
We may have to break into some do I have a breaking news alert sound here, because it's been a long time since I've had breaking news of this caliber. By the way, I just discovered a video of Hal Williams talking about his time on Sanford and Son. But anyways, when I say it's breaking news, it is breaking news. So hold on.
Will somebody die?
Nope. Here we go.
Are you dropping out?
Oh, it's political.
No, it's not political. That doesn't sound that great. Hold on. That's not good either. Give me a better break. Hold on, here we go. I gotta do the. I'll just play the CNN breaking news. Here we go.
This is CNN breaking news.
All right.
There it is.
We are getting a report. Okay? We are getting a report from CBS Tampa that the city of Tampa and Mayor Jane Castor, I believe that's the mayor of Tampa, will meet on Thursday to possibly cancel WrestleMania.
What?
Yes.
So if it's not in Tampa, where would they move it to?
They'd have to move it to an arena.
Like, Ice Palace?
No. If they're going to cancel in Tampa, that means they can't go to Tampa.
Oh, okay.
So they're just going to have to find a place to go. But it'll have to be an arena, because they're not going to be able to pull it off in a stadium on such short notice. It would be for WWE to, let's say, if we can't do it in Tampa, we're going to go to Orlando and just hold it at let's say the Citrus Bowl. Let's just say by some stroke of luck, the Citrus Bowl is free. The likelihood of them going to the Citrus Bowl would be very slim. They'd have to go to an arena, because there's no way you can get all the people to transfer their tickets over to the Citrus Bowl on such short notice. We're talking less than 4 weeks away. And it just wouldn't happen. And last I read, and we're talking probably about 3-4 days ago, that WrestleMania was almost sold out.
Well, what about everybody who got hotels in Tampa?
Well, the same way here, the Ultra Music Festival was canceled, and people from all over the world traveled to go to that. And so, you know, that'll mean people will be out. 75,000 tickets probably were sold, and 75,000 people would probably be shit out of luck. Now, Phil, if you're listening...
See what happened when y'all put a gangster in the office?
Now, Phil, you can still... Now, this necessarily would not hamper, I would assume, the other surrounding events, but it's very plausible that if city officials decide to just put an edict out and cancel all events, they might do it. They might do it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Keep yourself posted to your local affiliates and things like that. So I'm going to read you what it says here. It says the fate of WrestleMania 36 could be decided on Thursday, with the worst case scenario being that it will be canceled amid the coronavirus outbreak that is spreading across the globe. Ryan Bass of CBS Tampa is reporting that the city of Tampa and Mayor Jane Castor will meet on Thursday to discuss canceling or postponing major events due to the coronavirus, with WrestleMania being one of them. The major concern with WrestleMania is the number of international fans who travel into the United States who attend the event. That's part of the concern. In some, already a majority affected European countries such as Italy, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and others. If WrestleMania is to be canceled, one would imagine that it will be postponed to take place at a later date. But if itself is a major undertaking, in itself is a major undertaking and a decision that will have a significant impact on the WWE, not to mention those who have booked hotels and flights. In a recent statement to media, WWE noted that they remain committed to hosting WrestleMania at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, April 5th. This is a statement now from the WWE. The health and safety of our fans, performers, and employees are our top priorities, and we are monitoring the situation closely with partners and government officials in the Tampa Bay area. WWE said in a statement, we remain committed to hosting WrestleMania at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, April 5th, and like other entertainment properties in the U.S., there are currently no plans to cancel or postpone our upcoming events. Now, that was from a statement WWE issued, I believe, about 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see if I can get a, Let's see here. CBS Tampa. Let's see if we can actually play some audio. WTSP. All right. Live updates. Major events including Coachella rescheduled. Coachella has been rescheduled. We know that. Yeah, seems, let's see here. Yeah, it seems that they don't have anything here, news or audio-wise that we can play. Well, anyways, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's your breaking news alert.
That's what happens when gangsters run the government. They ain't ready. Now, if Ebola would have spread like this back in 14, somebody would have gotten
beat. They tried to say he was slow.
But I'm saying
to Ebola,
he would have got impeached.
Now
I'm just saying.
Now I would assume WWE has a contingency plan in place, as they do for this coming Wednesday on NXT, because due to a scheduling conflict with Full Sail University, NXT will emanate live from the Performance Center tomorrow night.
Mm-mm.
So, Maybe WrestleMania will emanate live from the Performance Center.
Are they going to have people in the Performance Center?
Yes, they will. Now, this is not the first event that has been held at the Performance Center.
He said they're going to have WrestleMania at the Performance Center.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
Hey, it'll be in front of sold-out crowd. Welcome to the Showcase of the Immortals. Welcome to WrestleMania 36. You are looking live at a sold-out, jam-packed Performance Center here in Orlando, Florida. A crowd of 150 people, standing room only, to see the very best in sports entertainment.
Wow.
So how much pyro do you think they could squeeze in there?
A lot. A lot, surfer.
They gonna set the building on fire, wouldn't they?
Yo, this is WrestleMania. And then the pyro... There you go. There it is. And then the building, like you said, it would catch fire.
That would be funny. That ramp will be so short. Well, his entrance, even if he's a dead man, won't take that long.
Nope. Well, he can stretch it out, probably.
Take the entrance, going to be 2 minutes. All these big entrances they had planned. Triple H entrance. If he get show his face, everybody got to take a back seat. We got to take a budget cut.
Yeah.
Charlotte can't come in on the helicopter this year.
Nope. Man. Could you imagine that?
What, her come?
Entertainment spectacular. WrestleMania.
And then there's just the pyro going off of the building. Just like that. And that's it. There's only 150 people there.
Like I always had with TNA, they pay per view.
At the Ocean Center? At the Impact
Universe
Zone?
Studio. Universe Studio.
You want them to go
that.
To the Impact Zone?
Yeah. That's maybe live from
maybe
Universe
they
Studio.
Have ECW Arena.
That's go, in Philly.
Go to Center Stage.
That's right, in
Atlanta.
MGM Studios.
That's true, too. Let them go to Disney MGM Studios.
WrestleMania for Disney World.
I'm sure the set from WCW Worldwide is still there.
Still somewhere in the warehouse somewhere hanging. WrestleMania live from Walt Disney World.
Man,
you're looking live at Celebration, Florida.
That's going to be something else. Let me tell you, if WrestleMania gets canceled, man, oh man,
Vince gonna call Nono and cuss him out. What the hell are you doing? You could have stopped this crap.
I thought we were friends.
You screwed me.
You screwed me at WrestleMania 23, and now you're screwing me again here.
13 years later.
Oh, man.
Still screwing me.
Yeah. So we'll find out what happens. We'll keep you
yelling at Linda.
We'll keep you abreast.
What is he doing?
We'll keep you abreast of the situation.
Linda, what is he doing? Vince, I don't know. Messing up WrestleMania.
My baby.
That is his baby.
Could you imagine, though, if the next big stadium show was like Backlash?
Backlash from what, Tampa?
Yeah. The Showcase of the Immortals. Backlash!
And then Joey Styles.
And Joey Styles still can't call Backlash.
I can't call Backlash.
Uh, Oh, man.
This is too much. There's too much going on. What happened to a calm world where WrestleMania wasn't about to get canceled?
Joe Biden cancels a trip to Tampa.
Yep, he said, damn that.
Let's see here. So, yeah.
Can you blame him?
Oh, there's not going to be an audience during the debate in Phoenix?
Nope.
On March 15th, so that'll be interesting. Nope. Well, they just should fill it up with CNN anchors and reporters. Wolf can sit out there.
You know he's going to be there.
He could be a seat filler.
You got a late night tonight anyway. And you know, John, I know you seen your boy John King at the...
Yeah, I don't have it on right now.
Salivating.
Oh, man. And this is definitely going to affect the turnout at the polls, probably.
People just going to early vote.
People are not going to be able to rally anymore. Look at this. Bernie cancels a stop in Cleveland.
So this certain person is not going to have this not rallying shit. Because that's where he get his rocks off.
I don't know who your representative is, Tony C, in your district, but Representative Matt Gaetz of the First District of Florida is
remaining. He's in North Florida.
Yeah, he's going to remain. He's going to remain in self quarantine until Thursday. So
need to keep his ass.
You talking about the real life Quagmire?
Mm-hmm. Giggity giggity. Who tried to be funny and coming there with a mask on and then his ass done caught it. Bet you ain't laughing now. All you punks on business. Yeah, Bernie just...
Don't worry. His presence will protect all his followers at any rally that they hold. Just him being there, the virus will be like, oh, I don't want to mess with him.
So it was 6 states up tonight. And Joe Biden and won. Man, Bernie need to quit. He needs to just go and hang it up.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Bernie.
So, I mean, we are in for some interesting times, folks. We're in for some interesting times. That's all I can say.
Hold on to your hats.
Hang on to your hats. where were we before I got interrupted with the breaking news?
Breaking news.
I don't know what we were talking about, but anyways. All right. So, I don't know. Do we want to talk wrestling? I know you didn't watch Raw, but...
Pay-per-view.
Yeah, the pay-per-view on Sunday wasn't horrendous.
The ending was, I heard.
The ending was bad. Why is it that they pick Philly to do these bad endings?
Because they know.
But the opening match was a classic wrestling match. Just a good old school wrestling match.
I think they're going to team them up.
I don't think so. I think they're going to, I think they got some more going. Yeah, but
they had a few for a little bit, but then eventually they'll team up.
But Drew Gulak and Daniel Bryan beat the hell out of each other in what was a stiff wrestling match. And speaking of stiff, Drew Gulak superplexed Daniel Bryan so hard.
He folded up.
He pulled up his drawers so high that Daniel fell out of his trunks. Live on pay-per-view. Not once, but twice.
A wardrobe malfunction.
And a wardrobe malfunction. So, but no, it was a great match. And I honestly, I thought Daniel Bryan was hurt because he folded, like Surfer said, he folded up Daniel Bryan.
Like a piece of paper?
Like a piece of paper. It was unbelievable. But it was a classic wrestling match. The ending to the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Yep. There were some problems there.
You know, that last fight should have lasted longer.
So Shayna Baszler came in and did a Brock Lesnar.
I heard. I like that.
The problem was that there was a lot of gaps in between the next entrance.
Well, yes, it was.
Come on now. They had the Riot Squad in there. You knew they weren't in there to do any real
damage. No, but still, it was a little much.
It was like Royal Rumble type gaps, right?
I think even longer than that.
And then Natalya, she got disrespected the most.
But
Liv Morgan did.
No.
Freaking head.
You expect Liv Morgan to get her ass handed to her. You don't expect a veteran like Natalya to go down easily. She did.
Oh, no. She didn't go down easily. But she got the taste knocked out of her mouth.
Exactly. Slamming it in the door and everything.
But yeah, the lengths were pretty.
You know, Natalya can put on a technical match. It should have been like that, even if she was going to tap out eventually.
I heard people walking out. They walked out for the end of the match.
Yeah, well, because once you eliminate three people within a matter of a couple of minutes, and then the other two people are still in the pie, and you're waiting for them to be released.
Let's see here.
Congratulations to my boy Sami Zayn.
I'm becoming the Intercontinental Champion.
Like that.
So
he's a hell of a heel.
Okay. I was gonna say something and it slipped in my mouth. It slipped my mind. Okay. Two things about the WWE Network. Number one.
Oh, the damn buffer.
They released a new doc on the network, chronically.
Oh, the FCW one?
FCW. I watched it. It's very good and very detailed.
God.
I didn't know all those people was in FCW.
Oh, yeah. Why? Because you didn't live in Florida, so you didn't watch FCW.
No, I just assumed like they started in NXT.
Nope. And actually, before FCW started, I used to get Deep South Wrestling here. So some of them even were in Deep South. That's number one. Number two, you're going to get six additional episodes of the Ruthless Aggression series with a variety of topics.
You got the Raw vs. SmackDown one now. Civil War.
That's what's up now. That's what was released this week.
Yep.
Is that this week's new episode?
Yep, it's up now. I watched it before we came on.
Really? Because my network, for some reason today,
mine was going.
Yeah,
up
there we
for
go.
A minute
yeah,
two.
You're right. That's the new episode. So the other six episodes are the Elimination Chamber, Diva Search, Ohio Valley Wrestling. There was five other episodes. Hold on. I'll tell you what they are. It was New Fall. This fall. Here we go. Ruthless Aggression, The Elimination Chamber, Tough Enough, Money in the Bank, and The Undertaker. So it's going to be Elimination Chamber, Divas Search, Tough Enough, Money in the Bank, The Undertaker, and Ohio Valley Wrestling. Those are the six episodes you'll be getting this coming fall to the WWE Network. Go ahead.
And no more camp WWE.
We don't know. They could drop that on us at any minute. Dark Side of the Ring returns March 24th on Vice. The premiere episode, I believe it's March 24th. Dark Side of the Ring returns. Let's see here. I believe it's March 24th. Yeah, March 24th, 2 weeks from tonight. The first episode that they're going to talk about, Chris Benoit. And the subjects of the fall of season two will include Owen Hart, New Jack, Dave Schultz, the Jimmy Snuka saga, the Road Warriors, the murder of Dino Bravo, the Brawl for All.
Who did they say killed Dino Bravo again?
We don't know. We don't know. And Herb Abrams. And for those of you that don't know who Herb Abrams was, he was the founder of the Universal Wrestling Federation. And not the UWF that Bill Watts started. This is a different UWF. And he overdosed, and he died at age 41. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff surrounding Herb Abrams. So we're going to find out about that. And if you've never seen the Universal Wrestling Federation, they've aired it on ESPN. As a matter of fact, that's where the episodes aired during its run. So, but anyways, so yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting how the next couple of months are going to be. Now, if you did not watch Raw last night, Tony C, I feel sorry for you.
What I miss?
A great promo from AJ Styles.
Oh, I heard that he called.
I'll play it for you. Here we go.
3 years ago at WrestleMania, I saw The Undertaker get beat by Roman Reigns. And after the match, The Undertaker folded his jacket, took off his gloves and his hat, and laid them nice and neat, right in the middle of the ring. I watched him walk up the aisle, and halfway up, he threw his fist up as if he were riding off into the sunset. Truthfully, I think that he probably should have done that when Brock Lesnar ended his streak, but whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, it was a beautiful, powerful moment. And The Undertaker ruined it. He ruined it when he came back to the WWE. What was it, Taker? Was it your ego? What was it, the spotlight? Whatever it is, it's going to cost you. Because I want you at WrestleMania. Hey. 10 years ago, I maybe have been a little bit hesitant about calling The Undertaker out. But the truth is, I don't see this mythical monster anymore. I don't see this phenom anymore. What I do see is a broken down old man named Mark Galloway. Undertaker should have retired 10 years ago when he was in his prime. I don't know what keeps him coming back, but I've got a pretty good idea. It's his wife. It's Michelle. It's Michelle McCool. Hey, Michelle, I hope you're watching at home because I'm about to let the cat out of the bag here. Michelle McCool and The Undertaker are married, if you didn't know. Hey, and she plays him like a fiddle. Anything and everything she wants, she gets. Despite her husband walking down the aisle, getting in this ring, and getting hurt every time he steps in it now. Hey, they got a beautiful, beautiful family. Everything's great. She's just the most conniving person I have ever met in my entire life. So, hey, how about this? How about I give The Undertaker a little advice? I'm a good guy. Undertaker, your wife is going to run you into the ground. And I'm going to help her. I am going to take The Undertaker's soul at WrestleMania. I'm going to do exactly what his wife wants me to do. It's pretty simple. I'm challenging The Undertaker to a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. I mean, what do you got to lose? You've already lost your dignity, your pride, your mystique. Like I said, you're just a broken down old man. Oh, boo all you want, cheer all you want, yell for The Undertaker all you want. Here's the truth. Taker, I hope you're listening. These people, they don't give a damn about you. So accept my challenge, Taker, and fight me at WrestleMania, and I promise you, I will literally put the nail in your coffin.
Wow. There you go. There you go.
You know, they tried to make him a heel in TNA, and they failed miserably at that. But so some reason here, him being a heel here, he's just on point with everything he almost says.
It was a good promo, though. Could have been a little bit stronger, but it was a good promo.
Can AJ go over?
It's possible. It's possible. It's very possible.
Yeah, but I agree, man.
I thought that the Randy Orton Edge segment was a little weak, but Edge dropping Orton with an RKO was pretty good. I thought the whole thing of Edge destroying MVP was
not needed.
A little weird.
That's all he's there for, is to get beat up on.
We don't need MVP there to get beat up on, yo.
I mean, what's he has a job backstage, right?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's true.
Right, but I'm just saying, when he's out on TV, he's yet to not come out and not get his ass beat up, get his ass kicked.
They ain't got to do MVP like this, yo.
No, they don't.
So disrespectful.
Well, you know, Vince seems to want to bury half the black wrestlers on Raw anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes I don't think that that it's all Vince. Because if you watch this FCW documentary, Big E wanted to be somebody.
Listen
to this.
Like, I would like my name to be this, and there's like 10 names on there, 20 names.
Looking through like Greek gods and all this epic stuff, and coming up with all these names, and I send them in, I'm like, dude, this is gonna be awesome.
Maybe we could do like the sun and the moon. Remember, we were thinking of like Mercury and
Venus or something weird.
And my first idea, which is real stupid, was Mel Man, M-E-L, last name M-A-N-N, and I wanted to be a wrestling mailman.
And then they, you know, filter them out with what they can use, and whatever you get back, you choose one. If not, you know, like, let's try some more.
10 more. Okay, like, now I put all this work in again, send them back, all rejected. I think I did one more with 18 names, all rejected. I was like, I've given you 38 names, man. Like, how can I not have one of these?
So there you go. Biggie wanted to be a wrestling mailman.
I'm done with Biggie.
You want to be known as the postman?
I guess so.
That's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Wrestling mailman.
No, but you know what? The best wrestler of the week is the Velveteen Dream. Beating up on the Undisputed.
Okay.
You saw that, right?
I saw a little bit of it.
He was fighting
Roderick Strong, yeah.
Right.
In a cage match.
The rest came down, and he threw Roderick Strong out the cage, giving him the victory. And locked himself in with the champion. The town on Kendall's.
It was all right.
But the match itself, the cage match was kind of good, too. will they know what to do with Patrick when he comes up to the main roster?
Will they know what to do with Patrick what?
Did you call him Patrick? That man's name is not no Patrick.
Yes, it is.
His name is the Velveteen Dream.
His mama named him Patrick.
Oh. Ain't that a bit. That's how you feel.
I'm trying to see here if there's any other stories here that we can touch on here. Because other than that, it's been a pretty slow week. Of course, Jake Roberts.
He showed up on AEW
and cut a promo on Cody Rhodes, which is, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me.
He says he has a client,
but that doesn't tell me anything, and it was kind of ridiculous.
I mean, is he talking about the Matt Hardy coming as the exalted one or something? Or?
Who's his client, Damien?
It could be Matt Hardy. It could be whoever.
Luke Harper.
A lot of people. That's what they're saying. That it's Luke Harper.
It could be Brody Lee. But I don't. You know what? I don't understand why Peter isn't losing their minds right now after that killing that took.
Oh God! Well, that was a great way to kill that gimmick off.
What?
Where's the real
Drew McIntyre?
When you need them.
Oh, didn't he stomp on the spot?
He not only stomped; he took the steel stairs. And smash the cage.
And crush the spot. Arachnophobia style.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. He needs to go to jail for that.
It was announced the Inner Circle will face the Elite at Blood and Guts in 2 weeks.
Blood and Guts.
Horrible, horrible. Oh, we didn't talk about Scott Steiner. We almost lost Big Papa Pump on Friday.
He got too excited.
Rushed to a medical facility and is scheduled to go undergo heart surgery.
He's finally catching up to him.
I guess so. So,
yeah.
Dave Meltzer gave the tag team title match from AEW Revolution a 6-star rating. Because he's a mark for them. And,
of course.
And because they put his quote on television. But let's play you what Jake Roberts said on Dynamite this past Wednesday.
I hate to spoil the party, but damn, man, I got tired of listening to you crying, bitch. I never cried over one match in my career. And you're gonna let that little punk son of a bitch get you down to crying? He whipped you like a dog. Don't you understand you got your ass kicked? He handed it right to you. That's not why I'm here. Oh, I know, I know, I know. Hail, mighty Caesar. I'm not here to praise you. I'm here to slay you. The only reason I'm here is I have a client. The dark side will be coming to AEW. And once our roots have taken hold, it'll be like this. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Soaring to the sun. It's been 20 years for me, Cody. 20 years to get clean, to get right. And by God, I earned it. And if you think for one minute that I'm going to be a nice boy and play right, my man, you've got another thing coming. You see, for years, I used to put a snake in a bag just to make somebody think about it. And once you thought about that snake, I had you in the palm of my hand, and I wind up spanking your ass. That's what happens. I will be on the outside of the ring when my client faces you. And you can bring that one-trick pony Arn Anderson with you. My God. Hey. Caesar. Oh, Caesar. What a snake wants, a snake takes. You see, I'm not in AEW to take the whole pie. Just your share. Now, a wise man once told me, never, ever turn your back on somebody you respect or you're afraid of.
There you go. Was a good promo. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. But was a good promo.
Yeah, I don't think he's clean at all. He said he's clean before. And then next thing you know, the motherfucker drinks.
Nah, I believe he's clean. I believe he's clean.
Don't do Jake like that, surfer.
Oh, man. So, yeah. That was the week in wrestling. Of course, the NWO appeared on SmackDown this past Friday. Nothing major happened there. In case you want your latest WWE action figures, those have been delayed due to the coronavirus, because guess where they come from? I don't need to tell you. What'd you say?
Taiwan.
I come from China.
Never heard the place.
Wow.
Let's see here. I think that's it. Match-wise, I mean, that's it. There's nothing else here that I want to... AEW issued a statement on the coronavirus.
You see that Firefly Funhouse? I saw that Friday night.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's a little bit of that.
Now, I know you all must be asking yourselves, why John Cena?
I know! It's because John Cena totally destroyed you 6 years ago in WrestleMania, thus beginning a downward spiral of negativity and failure in your personal and professional life!
Yowie wowie! Time can either hurt you or heal you. So I, Bray Wyatt, would like to officially say, John Cena, I thank you and I forgive you.
However, there is a catch. John Cena also helped create something else. A being built on pain, fueled by vengeance.
He is waiting at WrestleMania. And unlike me, he is not so forgiving. Because life is a circle. And no matter what beast you make of yourself or how bright one side is, inevitably, the dark side comes again. But that's the beauty of a circle. Round and round we go. Let me in.
Tony, see?
I love it. I love that character, yo.
It's a great character.
So sad it had to die a death a couple weeks ago.
Well, maybe it'll be vindicated at WrestleMania.
I guess. Short-sighted booking. Did all that in Saudi Arabia, and now you might not handle WrestleMania. So you sacrificed the Fiend for a show that you might not even have.
I know how much. Yeah.
Thanks, Vince. Where'd it go? You might not even need Goldberg with to sell more tickets. You might not even have nowhere to sell the damn ticket to. If they cancel WrestleMania next Friday night,
he's got to beat Goldberg for the title.
Exactly. There you go, my man.
And leave Roman Reigns out in the dirt. Out in the
street. That's right. There you go. Since you want to do short-sighted booking, we don't got WrestleMania this year. Hell, Brock Lesnar could just drop the title. Just walk off. Go off into the sunset. Because we don't know if you're coming back anyway. Do we?
No.
Well, Danny ain't got no money to pay him. So.
Excuse me.
Oh, damn.
There's the coronavirus. Here's a replay.
He didn't feel it now.
It's the replay.
Damn. It's headed up that I-90, headed down that I-90.
It's headed up I-95.
Gosh. Come on, man.
It's going to go all the way up through Washington, D.C., go up through Baltimore, maybe make a turn around, go back to Washington, D.C., stop off in Richmond, Virginia, before turning back around, going back into Washington, D.C., bypassing Baltimore, but going up to Philadelphia, circling around Philadelphia a little bit. Then it'll go up to New York, where it'll stop in Brooklyn and Manhattan and Canarsie and Scarsdale and wherever else.
I just want to say, next week we're going to celebrate the 23rd anniversary of Bret Hart coming on WWF airwaves saying this bullshit.
We should probably just start saying that here in general. This is bullshit.
Oh my God, man, he started the attitude there on a lowly Monday night.
That's right. Pre-WrestleMania.
Yup. In a steel cage, after a steel cage match.
While they were breaking it down.
That's right. During the glory days where you'll have a title match a week before pay-per-view.
So
I'm about to make a
hold on, I'm gonna play something here for Tony C because he doesn't believe that the Wendy's breakfast could be anything good. So I don't know. This guy he's been on the Popeyes commercial. He does these food reviews on YouTube. They pulled one of his videos and they posted it in their commercial. But he did the review for the Wendy's.
The egg that they use, it just looks gross.
It's a cracked egg with pepper.
Mm-mm.
Well, here's the chicken biscuit.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Talk to me, baby.
I'm about to make a stupid mess.
This is him eating it.
Family, can I talk to y'all on the really real for a sec?
I don't know if y'all peeping that steam that's coming up off this thing, but yo, when I say fresh biscuit with a little bit of sweetness from the honey butter, my bacon isn't as crispy as it normally is, but it still has a very light crisp to it. Great for that salted up pork flavoring. Crispy breaded chicken filet. That's like a chicken filet. That's not even Wendy's dumb thick chicken. That's like a little chicken filet right there. But look, with more honey butter all over that thing, I mean, it's not saturated with honey butter. So it's not sweetness every single bite, but it's a little bit of the sweetness on every other bite, perhaps. But I can't lie to you when I say this is not one of the best fast food chicken biscuit with bacon in the game right now, but we're not done, son. We're not done. We're not.
All right, there you go, Tony C. Now you got to go get that sandwich.
I guess.
That way you can go in the car and make all those sounds.
Damn, I got $1 million.
You know, I guess.
You could go in and... Hold on. How did he say? How did he go? Again, hold on.
Sound like a siren.
Server can make those sounds.
Sound like a car alarm.
Surfer, has food ever made you make it sound like that? I guess not.
You might have stepped away.
There's been no food that has ever made you make a sound like that.
Nope.
I can picture Lee making that sound.
when he drank that damn Perrier water.
Oh my God. He drinks, takes a sip. Oh, and then of course the groaning. Okay.
Sound like you on the toilet, yo.
The facial expressions is something that I can't handle. You gotta watch the video to see what I'm talking about. But yeah. Oh man. Come on, Lee. You've got an assignment to do. Go out and get some Wendy's breakfast. I'm going to do the same.
I'll let y'all have it.
Tony C, I'm telling you. Are you a fan of McDonald's breakfast or Burger King breakfast?
I like the croissant sandwich from Burger King.
Okay, they have a croissant sandwich at Wendy's.
Oh, God. No, now they're trying to imitate Burger King.
They've had that croissant sandwich for a long time. I'm telling you.
And I bet you think it's better than Burger King, don't you?
I didn't say that. Wow. I think in terms of the breakfast potatoes, when it comes to the hash brown situation, Wendy's has the best...
He said a hash brown situation.
I mean, that's what it is.
I didn't know a hash brown situation.
Okay. Yes, you could situate your hash browns, Tony C.
Hell no.
Wendy's has the best ones.
Got the best hash browns in the game, huh?
And they're not hash browns, they're potatoes.
Wow.
They're like, how do I put this? They are like fried potatoes, not French fries. But they're like mini wedges, mini potato wedges.
Like the KFC sale?
No. You know what a wedge of an orange looks like?
Yeah.
Okay, that's about the size of the potatoes at Wendy's. They're breakfast potatoes with a lot of seasoning on it. So, but yeah.
I guess I may give them a shot.
Have to, because, I mean, I know you won't get breakfast from Popeyes, but...
Hell no, never.
At least get this, so that you could record yourself saying...
It sounds like the Yin Yang Twins song. Salt shaker.
Oh, man. Let me see here. Hold on. Yin Yang Twins Salt Shaker. Hey. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
He stole that from them.
Oh, man. Okay.
There it is. Sound like the cops.
Oh, man. But I think he reacts that way to everything.
I know. I've seen that dude on YouTube.
He always Yeah. I think he's done it for, what the hell? Hold on. He reviewed a fish sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
I didn't even know Chick-fil-A sell fish sandwich.
I guess so. I mean, Fridays during Lent. Let me see here.
Make sure it's around the... That way.
And he put macaroni and cheese on it.
Mac and cheese fish sandwich. See if it's any good.
I think he created it. He created that crap. And it just fell out all over the table.
Look, at the end of the day.
Yeah, this one, he didn't make any noise. He tried to do a Popeye's donut sandwich. But yeah. Oh, man. Definitely have to go check it out, Tony C. So, anything else we want to touch on here before we probably wrap it up here? Because I don't know if some of us have the coronavirus.
Well, we waiting on Karate Kid, the Cobra Kai trailer. Hopefully, please drop soon.
I know, right?
We're coming up on the month of April real quick. And I've heard the Chosen coming to help Daniel, so I want to see how that comes out.
Oh, and by the way, just to bring everybody up to speed, back to the coronavirus thing, WWE did issue a policy that during signings there is to be a no-touch policy. So you grabby fans out there, you can't touch the superstars.
And to MJF for spitting on that kid.
And flipping him the bird.
Way to stay in gimmick.
I know, right?
Your natural Randy
Orton. Oh, but did you see the video that Leap sent us on text? About, yes. About the guy who was in gimmick walking to the ring? And he dissed one of the kid fans. And the father of the kid got so pissed that he turned around and he jumped the wrestler and beat the hell out of him.
You don't touch my kid. Don't do my kid like that in gimmick. The nerve of you to be in gimmick when you walk to the ring.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's the video of Joe Biden saying you're full of shit. Where's the part that he said bullshit? He called him a horse's ass, but he didn't say that's bullshit.
He said it's bullshit.
Oh, he just clarified it.
Wait. Here, take the AR.
The guy was talking to him about the second amendment.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're talking about Biden?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were going to have clear audio of him. What the hell are you doing, Surfer?
I have nothing. Sometimes when you play audio, I don't hear it on the Discord.
It sounds like you're banging the rails of a stairs.
No, I'm not on no stairs.
All right. But yeah, we need to get Lee to Wendy's on in the morning. We need to get Tony C to Wendy's in the morning. We need to get Surfer to Wendy's in the morning.
Nah, I need breakfast food because it got pork in.
Not everything. I'm sure you can find something there for you.
Yeah, I can go to Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
Well, get a chicken biscuit. At Wendy's and see how it is. You don't have to have it with bacon.
McDonald's used to have the chicken and biscuit sandwich. Wow. But I think they're bringing it back.
Aye. Surfer. Ah!
The hard life's not eating pork. It's hard.
I know it is. That's why you should probably start eating it.
Gotta love some pork, man.
I mean, I was just replaying in my head a thing from All in the Family when Archie was
giving the eulogy for Stretch Cunningham. And he told the joke about eating ham. He didn't know that that Stretch was Jewish. Mm-hmm. And he told at a Jewish funeral, a priest and a rabbi joke. Hold on, let me see if I can play that audio real quick.
Religion, the rabbis come. Like you told the one about the priest said to the rabbi. You told about the priest said to the rabbi, how come you never eat no ham? And the rabbi says, well, it's against my religion. And the rabbi said to the priest, how come you never go out with a girl? And the priest said, well, that's against my religion. And the rabbi said, you ought to try it. It's better than ham.
All right, there you go. All right, surfer. Don't eat any pork, I guess. Oh, man. You're missing out, though. There's nothing better than a nice crispy piece of bacon.
I eat bacon.
I know, beef bacon.
Food of the god.
What would you do if you found out? What would you do, honestly, if you found out that you've been going to IHOP for all these years, for example, and let's say something you always ate at IHOP all of a sudden has had pork in it?
I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, but you would. But what if you've been eating it for 20 years and you didn't know?
Okay. Well, I know now, so I won't eat it no.
What? So now it's not good. Now you won't eat it because you know now it has pork. But because you didn't know then.
I was one of the people. I love
Twinkies. Twinkies is made of styrofoam and glue.
Once I learned that they might use lard and stop eating.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And you don't eat it because it's a filthy animal?
Yes.
He's highfalutin. He don't eat pork.
I don't know. Cows are filthy too.
True that.
Last I checked, an animal on the farm is generally filthy.
So. Facts. Be it pig or...
I mean, I don't see cow. You going to the farm and making out with a cow or a goat.
Besides, I was influenced by Charlotte Webb.
Oh, please. Give me a break.
Charlotte.
Great Paul Lind movie.
Charlotte. Templeton was the star of that movie, ended that
yes, part, he was.
If you ask me.
Like I said, anything with Paul Lind in it, classic.
Oh, that's the guy that played Templeton?
That's who played Templeton, Paul Lind.
Templeton.
Who played the spider?
Who gives a damn?
The spider, I'll tell you right now.
It's all about Templeton.
1973. Let's see here. Henry Gibson was Wilbur. Debbie Reynolds was Charlotte.
It was so sad when she died.
The goose was Agnes Moorhead. Don Messick was Jeffrey. That's about it. There's really not too many other. Danny Bonaducci played Avery. That's about it, really.
Did they do a live-action version of that movie?
Yes, they did.
Wasn't as good, though.
With, what's that, Dakota Fanning. Anyways. I guess that's it.
Yeah, you gotta go take some for that
cold. I know. I don't know where this cough came from. I really don't.
Corona.
Jesus, I guess so.
Drinking Corona.
I need to go drink a Corona, probably.
I'm gonna have thoughts and prayers for you, Double A.
Oh, please don't. I don't need them.
We don't need those.
I'm gonna give them to you anyway. Take these thoughts.
Go take you some Theraflu or something, man.
Yeah, I probably should. I got there.
And to WWE, I just want to say before we go, it's the reason why that backstage show ratings is so horrible.
Because they don't.
It don't need to be on.
That and you're paying a lot of money for you know Phil Brooks, and he's not even on the damn show.
It's a flop show. I mean, they don't really give you no real news or anything like that.
Well, it broke last week that JBL was going to Hall of Fame. Yeah. On the show.
We knew he was going to Hall of
Fame. I ain't know a damn thing. I ain't care.
And to I guess it was Lee that texted us that picture of Vin Diesel.
Man. Come on, man.
That picture was frightening, huh?
What about Vin Diesel?
The picture that Lee sent us was Vin Diesel with a full head of long,
voluptuous hair.
Voluptuous, kinky hair.
And Double A, was that you sent that damn picture of Ricky Morton and Robert?
Yes, it was.
On the damn beach.
Yes, it was.
30 years ago.
And the present day, yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, my God, Joe. I almost fell over when I saw that. The fact that Richard Morton.
And I found a video, by the way, and I'm sure it's gone viral because it's not, it was released a long time ago. But a video surfaced of Vin Diesel in a breakdancing instructional video.
Yeah, when he was real young.
In the 80s, yeah.
All right, I'm done. I'm going to bed.
You don't want to see that, huh?
Nope. Don't need to see that shit.
In a tracksuit and everything.
This was hair Vin Diesel.
I'm done.
I don't think he was Vin Diesel at this.
He was still Mark Sinclair.
God. I'm going to bed. I can't take it.
Don't hate. Appreciate.
I can't take it.
Oh, man, that's funny. Hold on. Let me see what Lee has to say here. Oh, it's Vin Diesel on Prince's body. Excuse me. It looked close enough, though.
Diamonds and pearls.
I guess we'll end on that, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. All right, with that said, tune in tomorrow, or Friday, I should say, for another edition of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live at 9 p.m., then on Monday, it's the Shining Wizards at 7. This program next Tuesday at 9.
That damn song.
I'm Double A. We'll see you for Tony C, for Surfer, and everybody listening live. We'll see you next week. Have a good night, everybody.